aprenderás sobre la excitante industria de ingresos recurrentes con software, historias de fundadores de empresas de software, tips de internet marketing y recomendaciones de apps para crecer tu negocio. Soy Jorge Díaz y te doy la bienvenida al podcast de Software como Servicio. Welcome to the Software como Servicio podcast. Today I have Michael Short. And Michael is the owner of Blitz Industries, a digital marketing agency that focuses on traffic conversions and sales automation. Michael is the creator of WASP Pro. We will talk about what is WASP. It's very interesting. It has to do with WordPress. And he built a suite of plugins that you can use to modify your website as a service. He also has a software business where he sells websites to local businesses in an automated way. How are you, Michael?
I'm great. Thanks. All right. Thanks for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the time. I am in Monterrey, Mexico, and you're on the road, right?
Yeah, I'm on the road. My family and I live in, like I was telling you earlier before the call started, family and I are living in our RV and traveling the US. So we are currently on our first week and we're staying in Las Vegas. And then next week on Saturday, actually coming up, we're going to be heading to Sedona, Arizona. So we have quite a trip planned ahead.
Interesting, exciting, I think, for you.
Absolutely. We're super excited. This has been a long time coming, and we finally got on the road this past weekend. And so it's still fresh and new as far as the full-time living, but we've been planning it and just getting everything organized and ready since the beginning of the year, like I mentioned. So it's pretty cool.
Interesting. So the reason we are here is, I told you earlier, because I was researching how to create a software as a service or software como servicio with WordPress. I have been using WordPress since 2005, 2006, when I started my digital marketing career. And well, WordPress have evolved a lot. There was not a lot of tools back then, like only templates, and you need to tweak CSS and all that manually. But now we have a lot of development in that space in WordPress. And I was searching for some solution that with WordPress, you could sell as a software as a service, like some kind of functionality, let's say a CRM or, I don't know, many plugins you can put functionality in WordPress. But I found your solution and I want to talk about that. What does WASP Pro is or?
Yeah.
We can touch a lot of points.
Sure.
But let's go with that.
Okay. So I'll start with how we got started, because it kind of takes us to where WASP is and how we even got to this point. We started as an agency over 20 years ago, building websites for clients. When we very first started, I had to sell people why they needed a website. Back then, they thought that a website was just like something that only the Joneses is a threat, you know, a saying that we have here in the US, keeping up with the Joneses. And people were like, I don't need to keep up with the Joneses. I don't need to have a website. Where now it's like, that's the core of our marketing. And so I don't have to sell people why they need a website. Now I just have to sell them the website, for example. So I had been doing that business for quite some time. And along the lines of a marketing agency, we were always trying to find ways to service our clients better and more efficiently so we can increase our profits. And at some point in time, I came across the idea of multi-site, which is a part of WordPress. There's two ways of installing WordPress, is a single site or a multi-site. And most don't understand what multi-site is, but the multi-site actually is what gives us the ability, and that's how we're building our WASP's websites as a service within WordPress multi-site. There are other ways of doing it now, but that's the way that we have embraced and found to be very useful and practical. So
and with WASP, you can take advantage of giving free trials or giving free.
Yeah, and what's awesome
something.
I think to me, the number one feature thing that exciting about a WASP is that if someone doesn't pay you, like they don't pay their for their services, their site gets automatically shut down through this network or through this service platform. Whereas when you are an agency and you're building out site by site, it relies on you as the agency owner or whoever's working in the agency, is they're going to have to go and manually turn the site off and shut it down off the server and whatnot. And so that doesn't really help with relationships when you're trying to build good, solid relationships with customers. Where if you have it in a platform and it does it automatically, it's something that it's just like, you know, paying your electricity bill or something else. If you don't pay it, it's turned off. And that's just the way the systems work. And that's what's really cool about OWASP.
Yes. Yeah, because there's a lot of solutions now, like hosting companies like, I don't know, Cloudways or these type of panels that connect to DigitalOcean. It's better, it's faster, but it doesn't have that component that you just said, right? Yeah. It doesn't
it's awesome.
Very interesting thing.
And also, like, there's ways to, like, clone, like, you can create a site and make it a template in a way, and then clone that site every time you have a new build. And so there's ways of doing that, but what's also interesting about OWASP is that you can build multiple templates, multiple designs, and I always recommend that you focus on a specific niche of some sort, a niche, however you want to say it, and that is, like, a specific target audience, so that, like, for example, when we got started, majority of my clients were in the automotive aftermarket or also in the auto care. So they're like paintless dent repair technicians, car washes, things like that. And so it made sense for us to build a OWASP for that market because many of our clients were already in that space. And so we built templates out that were designed just for them. So all they had to do is go pick their template. And then within minutes, they had their site up and running. Whereas if you worked with us as an agency, we would have to go back and forth with what are you looking for? What do you want, not want, that kind of stuff. And then we'd have to build it out. Whereas this can literally, you can scale your business to 100 people or 100 new businesses on your system in a matter of minutes. Where, I mean, to try to do that manually is like nearly impossible. So that's the other really big advantage of a website as a service.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you about this, but I built my first U.S. company like in the beginning of the year. Then COVID hit the entire world. And it's a cleaning company in San Antonio, Texas, like let's say an Uber with people that have cleaning companies or are individuals that clean houses. And I am like the platform that gets the e-commerce clients for them, and we share a profit.
Very cool.
So, and then I was searching. Yes, exactly. Very the cool. Uber for cleaners. It's called madeops.com. But I wanted to start also like something like a WAS, but for cleaning businesses also. Mm-hmm. I even registered the domain name, madepages.com.
Nice.
So that's the approach you are talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly
it. Build your network for niches.
Yeah, for niches. Because not only that, like you can, not only having designs specific for that niche, you also can build in specific features that they might need, like whether that, like in your case, might be something like booking appointments, maybe even uploading pictures to show what their current, you know, place looks like or size or whatever. Or, you know, there's different things that you know about your specific niche that you can build into the website that you don't have to continue to reproduce every single time. You build it one time and then all they have to do is select which template they want and they have all those features already built in, ready to go. And that's, and then you can obviously charge as little as you want at that rate. I mean, obviously the goal is not to try to go race to the bottom and be the cheapest guy in town, but at the same time, you have that ability to be more flexible on your price because it doesn't require a lot of your man time after you've built the system. So, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, in that industry, there are a lot of competition with SaaS companies that are selling the booking form and the scheduling and all that. And even WordPress with some plugins, you can do the same as a software as a service, and you can create some great solution in that market.
Exactly. And there's just so much opportunity. A lot of people think of WAS as, because of the word websites as a service, you think of it as you're selling websites, but there is so many different things that you could do with the WAS that doesn't necessarily mean you have to sell a website. You can actually sell a specific type of feature, like a booking calendar, just that your system only gives them a booking calendar, and you can build that on the backbone of WordPress. It doesn't have to be literally a website that they get, where they get pages and about us and contact us and all that stuff. That's where most people are doing it, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could be an estimator. It could be, a calculator. It could be a lot of different things that are just for that feature that people can add to the backbone of their existing website. Because I think one of the challenges that people face is getting people to convert over from an existing website to this new platform that they might have built. And so if your platform can just be an add-on to what they already have existing, that's even better, because now you can like scale, you're not going to have as many no's, because the chances are they probably don't have that specific feature already tied into their website, if that makes sense.
Yes. Let's paint the picture to our viewers and listeners. Like, okay, it's built in WordPress, but you have WASP Pro, and it's the next level, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like customizing the look and feel of your WordPress to be your own, mm-hmm. like white labeling WordPress to be your software,
your own solution, your own platform. Yeah. WASP Pro became, so back up to my story here a little bit, I started WASP Pro creating plugins because we were scratching our own itch. We created this WASP for our target audience, which is the auto care industry, like I mentioned. And I had a specific thing I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to have order bumps, upsells, and downsells through the, when they ordered a website, I wanted to be able to offer them my other services like logo design and SEO and things like that. And so, so what we did is I looked and found a solution just like you're doing, and you went and did some research, and I found Thrivecart, and I thought, what if I can get Thrivecart to integrate with this other plugin that I'm using for my WASP? And so that's what I did. I found I found a company. Hold on a second. I'm going to fix this real quick. Yes. So my lighting doesn't keep screwing up there. I found a company that would help me integrate those two things. And actually, I can't even say that. I found a developer to help me integrate those two things. And then the developer said, yeah, I could do that. And so I had him work on it. And then I said, well, I'm not the only one that's going to have this need. Can we create this into a plugin? And they said, yeah, we can do that. So we made it into a plugin, and I started a Facebook group. And then I introduced that plugin to that group, and I said, this is something I've been working on, and this is how it works on mine. I gave a demonstration. And so I got a bunch of people to purchase it. And I was like, wow, if I can make this one plugin, I have all these other ideas that I want to do to make my WASP better. Like, what about managing photos, like having a stock library? So we have one called Stock Library Pro, where the idea is, on a multi-site, in order for you to add images to every single new subsite, you would have to duplicate those. Like, if you want to give your customer, let's say you had, for example, 100 different images for your specific niche, so maids, right? And they want to you want to give them the ability to use those images on their website however they want to use it. So you'll have this repository of images that they can select from. Well, without our plugin, you would actually have to install those 100 images on every single install, whether they use them or not. And so if you can imagine, the database is going to get pretty large. It's just going to slow down your network. And so I thought, well, what if we can have a repository, like one central location where they're only installed in one place, and your customers can just go to that and pick out the images that they want and add them at their leisure. So they're not having to add all 100. They're just adding the few that they're going to actually use. And so that was the next plugin that we created. And then, 20 plugins later or more, we've solved a lot of different problems. And that's why we have now WASP Pro. So you can buy our plugins either individually, if you only have specific needs, where you can buy them individually for the year annual license, or you can get on our monthly, we have a pro membership where you can get all access to all of our plugins and just pay monthly for that. And, use them on unlimited WASPs. Like, we don't say you can only use it on one or anything. We want you to be successful, because I know a lot of us have ideas and like, wow, we can do that. I know people in this industry that are plumbers. I know people that are doctors. I know people, so we don't limit you on how many times you can actually use WASP, I mean, our plugins.
Yeah, only the limit is maybe third-party plugins like Elementor or other. You need to buy the licenses. Yes. That are multi-site, and you can resell them and all that.
Yeah, you mentioned Elementor, and for those that are viewers that understand Elementor, you can use Elementor free on a do-it-yourself WASP, but you can't use the pro version. So the pro version, you have to have some sort of manual process in your setup. in order to use their pro, because they just don't like someone just coming on. I don't know what their reason. I can't even tell you what the reason actually is, but that I know that's against their licensing. So for us, though, it's not a bad thing, because we found through our own WAS, and we found many of our customers have experienced the similar same thing, and that is our end customers don't really want to figure out how to build their own website. They don't want to learn how to make their own changes. They want someone to just do it for them. And so that's yes. what our services have evolved to. So even though coming into the WAS space, our thought process was we're going to build this network that people can then sign up, get a website up and running within minutes, and then they go and modify it themselves, and they're off to the races doing their own thing. And that's not really practical. That's not really what happens. They're not web developers. They're having to learn a page builder. And even though as a developer ourselves, we think that something like Elementor is super intuitive and easy to figure out, it's not for someone that's like cleaning houses or fixing cars and things like that. They have a whole different skill set and business that they want to focus on. And so what we found is like, let's just offer unlimited changes for them. Let's offer a setup and just charge them for the setup up front. And because we know what we're doing, we can get it done in a matter of minutes, maybe 30 minutes at the most. And when it would take them hours to just kind of noodle their way through and try to figure things out. So we're providing them with so much value that it benefits them. And then if they have a change, we use a plugin called WP Feedback. And if they want to, they just go and mark what they want to change on their website. We get the notification, and we just go make that quick change. It probably takes us a couple minutes. And for them, it's just that added value of security of knowing, like, I can make whatever change or edit or update that I want to my site without having to learn this stuff. And so that's how you keep your customers longer.
And the interesting part is that this website or the platform has, like, inbuilt copywriting. Like, even the templates are already for that industry written, right?
Exactly. So that was that, you know, one of the biggest challenges that agencies face, or at least I know I could speak for myself and our agency, is that collecting that content from your customers, trying to get them to give you images and give you the words that they want on the website, that can make a project go for a very long time. And so like you just mentioned, what we do instead of using lorem ipsum type of copy, just like random nothingness, we actually wrote the content. Now, of course, you know, it's not going to be ideal for SEO. No one's going to really benefit from using the same content. But it's better than nothing. It's a way for them to get up and running really quickly. Whereas without it, then you're again going back into that cycle of having to wait and all of that stuff. So yeah, it's really been beneficial to be able to build out these templates that have both content and design ready to go right out of the box. And we just go in and just update it. If they have content, they have an existing website, we can go and carry that over really quickly and easily for them. So we're excited.
Yeah. I think that's the best of both worlds, because you can go to the business model of like agency, but with a website that accept payments, recurring payments and all that. But you have moving parts and you still need to talk with your client. And with a WAS, maybe it's a one-off setup and all that. And little maintenance with WP Feedback Pro or this plugin that enables you to, well, for the user to ask for a comment like, in this bottom, change it to blue or whatever.
Right.
And it's exactly. With that plugin, it's very easy to do that maintenance, right?
Absolutely. We found it to be, it's an amazing plugin. And we're super excited to be able to use that in our side of our WAS or multi-sites.
I heard about that plugin, and it changes. Well, it's a game changer, but not like an Apple product, like, whoa, like whatever their marketing is, but it's useful for people that build websites, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Exactly. And that's the ecosystem of WordPress. You have many solutions like that. And mm-hmm. Well, you are a testament of that. You built one industry that was not existing, and you are now some of the people that has a lot of presence in the WAS space, right?
Yeah, it's amazing how it all kind of evolved. I've always been just that person on the sideline buying the tools, and then eventually it just like I realized I can do it, and so let's just make it, let's make it happen, and so that's how it kind of evolved. And you know, one of the questions that you had asked me before was like, what gets me up during the day? And to me, like, what gets me excited to get up in the day. And for me, like, I get excited just knowing, like, being able to build new tools and new ways of making other people's lives easier, and so that they can make money and provide for their families and stuff. And so that's exciting to me. And we're always like trying to re-innovate with our WAS Pro. So we have WAS Pro plugins, as you know. We also have a WAS Camp. So there's some people that come into this space that just want to learn more about it. We have a free version of it that gives you just kind of an introductory look at what WAS is all about. And then we have a couple of levels of paid versions, where the ultimate version is going to show you exactly how to plan for a WAS, what different target, how to target different industries, how to find your right industry that fits not only just, you know, like your product, but also fits you as a person. Cause that's important too, that you got to enjoy what it is you're doing. If you, you know, if you have, you don't know anything about mechanics, you probably don't want to get into the mechanic industry because it's just not going to relate with those guys. You know, that's not maybe your forte. So you want to pick something that you're interested in. So we talk about all this stuff inside of WAS Camp. That's WAS.camp is if you want to check that out. And then we also, we show you how to build it, how to use the tools, how to use our tools, but also how to use other tools that will help you provide what's the word I'm looking for? A series of tool sets that you can build out within a WAS, whether that's like using cart flows is a good one, using Groundhog, using Fluentform. Like there's so many different great plugins that we show you actually how to implement into your WAS inside of WAS Camp. And so if you want to learn that, that's how you can get on board to learning WAS, how to create a WAS. And then we also have another platform we recently just launched, which is called WAS Press. So think of like WordPress.com where you can go in and actually build out your own site. WAS Press, we are actually building out your WAS for you for the most part. Like you can design your templates, you can pick your niche, you can put all your copy in, but the infrastructure is there. It includes all of our plugins already pre-built, like already built into the system. You're just picking, okay, how many customers do you want your system to be able to have? And you kind of just go through and walk through what it is that your needs are, and we build it out for you for the most part. And so we get you, it's kind of getting you a head start. So that's WAS Press.
Because for example, if you build it by yourself, your own, you need to figure out the hosting, you need to figure out the plugins, the compatibility, and if you go to WAS Press, you set them up with hosting and you charge that and your plugins and support.
Yeah, it's all right there. So we picked out specific plugins that we know work well together. We'll 100% support them in terms of like if there's conflicts, our developers will get in the back and figure that out. That's the other thing about building your own WAS, what we found to be challenging to some people is that they're, you know, we're not every one of us are like actual coders and know how to troubleshoot some of these things. And so, but we all doesn't mean that we don't have ideas and don't want have like an audience that we want to reach out to and be able to provide such a service. And so that's why we created WAS Press, to kind of take away that technology from you having to figure that out. We figured it out for you. We'll put it together and we try to make it really reasonable in terms of cost so that, you know, you can go out and make money. That's the ultimate goal. We feel that more people we can help get what they want, we will get more of what we want. And I mean, I learned that from Zig Ziglar. So that's kind of what WAS Press is all about. So those are our three core products. Whether you're going to do it yourself and just get our plugins, or you want training on how to do it, and then also WAS Press where we do it for you.
Yeah, and even you have your own hosting company or
WAS Host too. Yeah, Just One Hosting. Yeah, we also have that. So yeah,
that's interesting.
We got a lot of things going on. Really trying to serve the community.
The interesting thing is that everything you have, it's in the same niche. It complements it.
Yeah, they're all complementing. Yeah, they're all trying to help agencies or solopreneurs build out a business that's more efficient and where they can make more money, you know, in a faster and more efficient way.
And what do you think about the opportunity of selling WAS to the Spanish-speaking market?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually have quite a few customers actually that are in the Spanish speaking market. One actually happens to be in the cleaning industry, believe it or not. He's living in, I think it's near Brazil, but I know that's not necessary. But anyways, we have them all over the world and they're all in different languages. The reason I say it was interesting in the beginning is because one of the things that we don't do with our plugins quite yet is allow for, to be interpreted in any other language than English. So we only have English plugins as of now, but that's something we are actually looking into, because we do have several people from different countries asking us, can we translate your plugins into our language? And so that's something we want to be able to provide now that we're more and more global all the time. But yes, as far as the market, like, it's the same, I think, for anybody. Like, it, being able to provide a cost-effective service works in Mexico just the same as it would in U.S. And I think it's great.
And what do you think about WP Ultimo, or what do you recommend plugin-wise? Like, there's PMP, I forgot the name of that plugin. There's a lot of plugins you can use to build your network, but do you think it's the easiest way, WP Ultimo?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the core plugin. So when we very first, started, I discovered a company called WPMU Dev, and they were like the leaders in this whole multi-site thing. And so they had a plugin called ProSites, and I was really excited. Like, we got our WAS up built, and at the last minute, when it was came to like getting the payment processing and all of that dialed in, it was just very clunky, and we couldn't figure it out on our own team. And so fortunately for us, at that same time, we discovered WP Ultimo. And so we ended up having to rebuild our entire WAS inside of WP Ultimo, but we haven't looked back since. WP Ultimo has been great. Many of our plugins, and all of our plugins will integrate with it in one way or another. There's a couple that we have that you are only for integration with WP Ultimo. For example, we have a Cartflows plugin where you can integrate with WP Ultimo. We also have one for ThriveCart. That was the very first one we started. And I believe there's like at least one or two more that we are specific for WP Ultimo. But yeah, WP Ultimo is great. And in fact, they're in the process of building out 2.0 right now, which I think will make it that even that much better once they release it. It's very, very promising.
And how does the Cartflow integration works? Like, the first steps is the WordPress multi-site setup, right?
And then so what our Cartflows plugin, our integration plugin does is, with Cartflows, you have to have a WooCommerce product to select as part of the ordering process. Like, it asks you what Woo product do you want to be the main selling tool, and then after that you start adding more products to the back end, like whether that's a service you're providing or some sort of digital product. And so our plugin, you have to have WooCommerce, of course, you're going to have Woo subscriptions, Cartflows, Ultimo, and our plugin. So you have, I guess that's five plugins there that you'll have to have all together to make this work. But what our plugin actually does in that equation is it takes the WP Ultimo plan and converts it into a Woo product, so that that's selectable within Cartflows, so that you can use the order bumps, upsells, and downsells of Cartflows.
That's great. Even a good idea for a WAS is, like, I don't know the licensing of Cartflows, but selling funnels, right, in an automated way.
Yes. So if you wanted to be like a funnel builder, my recommendation would probably be to use the upsell plugin. And that's mainly because you don't have to use WooCommerce. It's a direct integration with your Stripe or PayPal. And also they have a WAS specific license so that you can use it on one WAS for unlimited sites on your WAS. Whereas with Cartflows, I bought the lifetime license when it first came out. So I'm just going to use what I know I have, which is 50 licenses. I think it's 30 now. If you bought an annual license, I think you get 30 licenses with that, or 30 sites. But that, once your 30 sites are done, then you're going to have to go buy another license. Whereas this other one called Upsell Plugin, you don't actually have to buy another license. Your one license will cover your entire network.
So that's cool. That's very interesting. Yeah, you need these kind of plugins, and many plugins are adapting to this space of the multi-site.
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of people are intending to build their own network, right? Mm-hmm. You're seeing a lot of interest, or what is your experience?
Yeah, it's growing all the time, every day. I mean, we had, like I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned in the video or just before a call, but we have a Facebook group of over 3,400 people already, and it just continues to grow and grow. And so, you can look for us on Facebook, WAS Pro Developer Network, and you'll find us. There's a lot of people getting involved with it. I think I keep saying we're in the infancy stages. We're still not even adolescents. We're still in the beginning of it. And I think ultimately everybody's going to have to get in on this game. And it's better to get in early before it's too late, because it's going to be hard to compete as an agency when you have customers or potential customers that say, well, how much is it to build a website? How come I can get this website over here and for, you know, $50 a month or whatever it is, and it comes with all these features and this, that, and the other, and you're trying to charge me, you know, $2,000 or $5,000 or whatever it is. And it's because they have a system, they have a network already built, so they don't have to, you know, touch each one individually every time they get a new customer. And so it'll be hard to compete against that. So now's the time to really like pick your niche and really, and it helps you too when you productize your services. It helps you sell as well. Like, it makes it easier to like pick up the phone and call and sell someone on your service, because you have a product to show them. You have something to talk about. Like, it's not like, okay, well, give me what kind of, how many pages do you want? How many pictures are we going to have? How much content are we going to, okay, I'll get back to you with a quote. It's all right there. It's like, this is what you get. And this is how much it costs. Let's get you signed up today. It's really simple. And so it's a lot easier to sell a productized service.
Yeah. The back and forth kills many, many, many sales. And it simplifies also your work, because you can replicate it with one click with WP Ultimo, right?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. It's the business to be in nowadays, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of productized services like content creation, podcast creation, and they just focus on one big problem or need for any startup.
Yep.
But I think the market will evolve to sell whatever plugin functionality for in WordPress. For example, a lot of admin templates, like for example, in WordPress, there are templates for your website, all kind of categories.
Right.
But now they are launching a lot of admin.
We have a couple actually.
Yes, exactly. If you can talk about that.
Yeah. So like you're saying, so you're white labeling the entire experience. You don't want them to feel like they're inside a WordPress. I mean, there's two like schools of thought on that. Some people like, I want them to know it's WordPress, because then they'll have a plethora of resources that they can reach out to, like on YouTube or whatever, to learn how to, you know, make edits and stuff themselves. Or the other side of it is like, I don't want them to know that they can get this somewhere else or put the tool sets together themselves. And, you know, this is like, it's white labeled, it's branded to my brand, is everything. We have a lot of white label plugins. That's like probably the majority of our plugins at this point. Is if you want to bring on like Cartflows, we have a white label plugin. If you were to offer Cartflows to your customers, you can actually hide the fact that it says Cartflows, and you can call it whatever your funnel builder, whatever you want to call your funnel builder. It just makes more sense to keep everything consistent and cohesive within your marketing and your admin. So when they log in, they just see your brand and nothing else. It's just makes for a much better experience, in my opinion.
Yeah, and what I was going to tell you also, it's there's an admin template. I don't remember the name, admin 2020 or something like that. And they have like now a multi-license unlimited if you buy the lifetime license, you can put it in your multi-site site. But I think in the beginning, he didn't know that was going to came across that customers asked for that or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I have seen that a lot of plugin developers will have their division of WordPress multi-site.
Yeah, it's evolving. A lot of people are realizing that this is a new market and they want to be a part of it. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, it really does. You have one installation, you only have to monitor and manage one set of plugins that are used across the entire network. So each site, you don't have to update each site like you would on a single site with your client, individual clients. There's a lot of benefits for being multi-site. Now there's drawbacks too, but I think the benefits, mm-hmm. in my opinion, outweigh the anything that's potentially negative.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the drawback is that you cannot do a WordPress multi-site or WordPress network with a WooCommerce functionality, right? Yeah, right. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's just not advised. You can do it, but I think because it's so WooCommerce is such a demanding plugin and they use a lot of tables and whatnot. When you start compounding a lot of data, it can become it can slow down your network. From what I'm not the most technical person, so I might not be saying it exactly right, but I just know that in our community, a lot of we pretty much suggest not to use WooCommerce when possible, at least not to sell it as like a Shopify experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I heard that multi-site works like in the same database, mm-hmm. and it creates like a copy in a subdomain, like client1.yourdomain.com.
Right.
And it can go to client1000, right? Yeah. So all right. these clients are sharing one database
with all their customers.
All their customers, all. If one customer buys with the competition, they will share that client and the login to their e-commerce will be like, or I already have an account. It can mix up the information of all your customers and it will be a mess.
Yeah, and it'll slow your network down so their websites will be slow and stuff like that too.
Yeah, but just with WooCommerce. That's
That's not a drawback. Yeah. There's another plugin like Amelia if you're into the booking stuff. That one has a lot of tables and also can slow down when it's compounded, but it doesn't happen too often. There's not very many plugins that are going to be that heavy that's going to cause issues. For the most part, you shouldn't have too much troubles.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I wanted to talk also about hosting, but it's just a matter of you cannot put these networks in like HostGator or some.
You don't want to put on some shared network or whatever. Yeah, you definitely want to understand how hosting works, and especially if you're looking to scale that business, you're going to want to make sure that it's done right. Like if you look at our WASPress offerings, we only go, I believe, up to 150 sites at the most. When you start getting beyond that, then you really got to start looking at your hosting more intently. And we have services for that as well. But we don't have anyone on it, to be honest with you, at this time. So I can't even speak to it for the most part. But there's at that point, you know, there's just more that you have to do when it comes to the hosting. You have to just make sure that it can handle that many concurrent users at one time and without issues and fails. So, it's pretty demanding.
And what have you seen with your customers or yourself, like a network go from one customer to 100? Is that a normal number? That's not out of the,
We've got people in the group that have, so just to give you a little transparency on our network, we have maybe about 50 customers on it max. We never really grew up beyond that. And I don't make a solid effort anymore to try to continue to grow that part of my business because I've been so focused on helping other people grow theirs. It just seems like it would be contradicted. Like just, it would be hard for me to spread myself so thin. So I prefer, I found joy in building out the WAS community and the WAS plugins and tools and stuff like that, that I just focused all my attention towards that now. Although we still have our WAS and we still have customers that we service, but that's not our focus. We're not looking to make phone calls and add more people on that network. But now go back to answering your question. There are people that do have a few hundred on their network and it's not an uncommon thing. But it is more common for people to getting, like right now, like I mentioned earlier, we're in the infancy stages. So people have been just doing this for a little bit of time and they've been doing it kind of, majority of people are probably doing it like on the side of whatever their main hustle is, whether that's running an agency the normal way or they have another job or whatever. So the majority of people that you might find inside, like let's say our Facebook group, are not at that level yet, but there are certainly some that are, and they're killing it. There's one called Drop Funnels, for example, dropfunnels.com. It's a funnel builder and he's killing it. He's on WP Ultimo from my understanding, and he's constantly just keeps adding more and more customers to his network, and it's working really well for him. So.
Wow. Yeah, this can be like a 10,000 per month business.
Easy. Yeah.
Software as a service. And all based in WordPress and maybe built by a non-coder. Maybe have some developers that do support, but not code in that sense. Maybe just with the support of your company.
Exactly. We build WASPress because one of the things I realized that our audience really is not just developers. Our audience are like coaches and influencers and people that have an audience already that want to be able to add another service to their mix of products that they're already offering. Websites is like a shoe-in type of service that you can offer anybody for the most part. Like if you're a coach, like, you know, we understand, you know, it's, you need these services and these kind of websites. So we built this platform for you. I went to a networking event called, it's not really a networking event, but it was a instructional event called Product Launch Formula by a guy named Jeff Walker. And I went to his event and he's got a room full of people that have all these ideas and they want to learn how to launch their product to their audience. And most of those people were not launching websites. They were launching a multitude of different things. And one of the things that he has you do is like get in groups of, you know, 4 or 5 people and get to know each other and share each other's ideas and that kind of thing. And then like when I was there, this was a couple of years ago, it dawned on me like, wait a second, like, this is my audience. People, this one lady, for example, she has a knitting audience of like 30,000 people that follow her on how to do knitting. Like, who would ever think about that sub niche? Like, that's just so crazy. But those people want to knit, but they also want to sell their knitting online or have, you know, besides just with Etsy, if they can show how to blog about it and all that stuff. Like, you, this girl now has an opportunity to reach out to them and say, look, I can set you up with your blog and knitting and you can sell them online and all this stuff. It just makes so much sense, you know? So for her to have a WAS to be able to offer to her already existing audience. And so there's so many different sub niches out there that could use a service like this that, you know, the sky's the limit, really.
Yeah, for there's an example of a business that was sold by a guy, I don't remember the name, Restaurant Engine. And it's a productized service for restaurant. They create your website and your online ordering for your restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they did it manually with employees, but that can now be automated, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
Yes, for restaurants, for what are other, made or cleaning services, outdoor repair, maybe even for agencies. Build their own WASs or done for you for, I don't know what type of different clients the agencies have, but it can be done.
Yeah, so if they're already focusing on niches, it'd be a great idea to bring into their offering, build out a WAS network for to target. Like a lot of people are using it as a foot in the door service. So like if you have another service that is more expensive, but you just want to get a customer in the door so that you can start developing that relationship, a WAS is a great way of doing that. Like it doesn't have to be the end all be all service that you're offering. It could be the beginning stages of something bigger and taking them through your, what we call, Russell Brunson, I think is the one that coined it, but the ascension ladder, taking them through the process of like buying something here. And then like now they've spent a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. WAS is a great place to start with it.
It's very interesting. That's the reason I brought you to the show, because I am always, I like the no-code industry, like to build. I am not a developer. I'm a designer and a marketer, and I want to build stuff like mobile apps, websites. I know how to do it because I learned WordPress since 2005. Now you can do a lot of things with WordPress, but knowing WordPress since back in the day, these new platforms, I think they do a good job, but you need still to program something or no programming or something. Yeah. And WordPress for me is easy.
Yeah.
Or for many people, it's easy to create their own application. Even now you can do a mobile app with WordPress connected in the backend or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. WordPress is definitely growing quite a bit.
Yes, you can create, for example, your let's say your mobile app in iOS and Android for like $1,500, and you can start charging recurring subscriptions with just your face or your digital thumbprint, and start charging recurring income. And you can sell courses or a community and that tie it to WordPress without coding. And that's very interesting.
It is.
That's BuddyPress.
BuddyBoss.
Yes. Yep. Based off of BuddyPress, it's very interesting, all that ecosystem. I don't know if later you could do like a WAS of BuddyPress, but that's, I don't know, their licensing. That's important to see the licenses of.
There's people using BuddyBoss for their WASs, actually. It's becoming a, because BuddyBoss itself is a theme. So it's just a nice design that has community to it, adds the community a component. So, you know, that's one thing that could be beneficial depending on your niche, to have community to build up something where they can communicate with each other and at the same time of having a website. I know several people that are building out their WASs that way too. It's just really the sky is the limit on what you can do with building out a WAS and what tools you can.
But selling BuddyBoss or they having BuddyBoss in their WAS?
Both. So one in particular, that is one of our WAS camp members. He's building out a BuddyBoss WAS, essentially, that helps people that want to have a BuddyBoss network or a community built for them. His WAS will do that. He'll set it up. He'll show you. He's got all these different plugins that comes included. The app is included. Hosting's included. Like, because a lot of times, like hosting, when you get into community and how many concurrent users you can have in a community, you have to have a good understanding of hosting. And so he's got all of that dialed in, figured out, and is providing it as one package service as part of his WAS. So it's
Actually, that's the whole work, right? Hosting compatibility. Compatibility.
That's the core of the business. If that fails, then and all of that was for nothing.
It's interesting. And what are the most important passions outside of your work?
Yeah, so I mentioned before we got on the call that I'm actually on the road. My family and I are living in our RV. I think I started talking about this in the beginning of this recording, actually, too. But yeah, travel is a big thing for me. I love traveling, and it's something that I've always wanted to do more of. And now, like, I mean, you can't see my setup, but I'm inside of an RV, and I got it all dialed in, and it's just, it's awesome to be able to go anywhere and still take my work with me to the fullest extent, and it's exciting.
How is the setup of the internet or Wi-Fi?
Yeah, so we had some challenges trying to get on this call, so I think that might have been part of it, but I'm using an unlimited data service for AT&T, and it's some special service that I got through, like if you do RVing research and stuff, there's like, you can't just go to the AT&T store, in other words, and get this particular type of service. You have to buy it like through somebody. And so it's not really black market, but they got in on something way early in the game. And so now they're able to like resell it to people like me that are doing this. So it's unlimited. It works really well so far. And other than just our little bit of a hiccup earlier trying to get on this call, but yeah, it's been great. So it's just, and then also some campsites will also have, they offer Wi-Fi, but I don't want to rely on them. Obviously, if I'm running my business, I have to make sure that I'm dialed in. So it's working good.
Very, very interesting. And where can we follow you to know more about what you do?
I think the best way to find us, besides our websites, which is was-pro.com, waspress.com, and was.camp. And also washost.com. If not those services, then actually just get onto Facebook and go to Facebook groups. And we are WAS Pro Developer Network. Just search for that and join the conversations. It's free to join and just get involved and ask questions and see what it's all about and if it's a good fit for you. And I'm more than willing to jump on a call with anybody to help them walk them through the process too if they had any specific questions.
Yeah, I will join the Facebook group also.
Awesome.
I'm not already in, but I will today.
Cool deal. Looking forward to having
you. So what are the last words for entrepreneurs that want to start a WAS company in the Latin American market?
I would say don't hesitate. Just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Don't think that you have to put out a perfect product. If it's perfect, then you took too long to launch it. You want to just get it out there and just tweak it as you go, because you're going to change, your ideas are going to change. What you think is a great idea may not be so great for your target audience. So you might spend hours and hours trying to get it perfect to what you think your audience wants. And then once you launch it, it's like, wait a second, they don't even want that. And so you waste time. So just get out the minimum viable product, is what they call it, MVP. And just get whatever is the most basic level feature set that you can have, and get people to start testing it, and say, let them request the features that they actually want. And then that's how you know, the best way to grow it, get started.
Perfect. Well, Michael, it has been a pleasure to have you in the Software Como Servicio podcast. Thank you for being here and sharing your knowledge and time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Gracias por escuchar Software Como Servicio. Visítanos en innovapixel.com. Nos vemos en el siguiente podcast.